Good afternoon, everybody. It's nice to be back in Lubbock. It really is. I think the last time I was here, I left something behind that was very valuable to me. I think it was my toothbrush, and I left it at Ward's house, and I think he's kept it, so I thought I should return and maybe pick it up. I'm here with my brother, Martin. He's my twin brother. He's a little younger than me, but that's a long story. But anyways, I very much appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today, and especially today. I've been thinking about this time for months now and looking forward to this day and to the time that is right in front of us now, as you might imagine, is very significant to me. And maybe, just maybe, you know, will be to you too. Cecily and I are only a few hours away from something very significant, that something that's going to be life-changing. And we all look for things that can change our life for the better, don't we? You know, you think about it. Every January, we see the same thing played out. Advertisements for health clubs. Lose 40 pounds in 40 days. You know, you've got diet plans. Change your life. And what are they selling? In just a few weeks or a few months, your life can be changed for the better. What if I were to stand up here and do that today? Would you believe it? Would you believe that in, say, 7 weeks, your life could be remarkably better? Well, we're just a few hours away from sundown today, and we can get started. And the timing is almost perfect, because there's a significance to the time that's coming up here that I want to bring up to you. Let's take a look at God's Word, and we're going to see what was about to happen at this time in history. And we're going to start in the book of Haggai. Now, Haggai, of course, is one of the 12 so-called minor prophets in the back of the Old Testament. So you've got Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. And it's easy to find if you've got a computer. If you don't, and if you can find Haggai, I promise you, your work is about done for this message. Starting in Haggai chapter 1, it says, "In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying..." Now, if I can interject, at sundown tonight, in the sacred calendar, begins the first day of the sixth month of the sacred year. So when I was thinking about this topic and I was studying over Haggai and realizing what day it was on our calendar, I thought, well, if I'm going to try to give meat in due season, this kind of fits the bill as close as I can. Verse 2, "Thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. And then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying..." And he was asking a question. There's a lot of interrogatories in this. He said, "Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your paneled houses and your temple to lie, this temple, to lie in ruins?" Now for Cecily and I, in a couple of hours, we have a new life, our own family. She may not look it. She's going to be a mother and a grandmother in, you know, in a couple hours here. You know, we have a new house. We have a lot of things going on, and that's all quite exciting, and it's a lot to focus on. But there are more important things, and God is using Haggai in this case to call their attention to something. Verse 5. "Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways." He wants them to think about it. And what he's going to take them through, in essence, he's reminding them of the same principle that Jesus Christ brought up in the greatest commandment. And you know it. You don't need to turn there, but let me reference Mark chapter 12, verse 30, where it says, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." Now, obviously, there's things that we need to do in life. We need to take care of our houses and our career and our family. And that's all important stuff, and we have to pay attention to that. But God was asking them to take a look at their lives and consider, were they putting first things first? And he talked about the result of what they were doing at the time. And he said, "You've sown much and brought in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes." And then once again, he said, "Consider your ways." By the way, this is not a negative sermonette. I find that this book is really one of the most encouraging books I think there is in the Bible because of what happens here. So verse 8, he tells him, "Go up to the mountain, bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified. You look for much, but indeed it came to little." It's interesting because despite their efforts, they'd sown a lot, they'd done a lot of effort and everything, but the natural result of what they were doing was not much. And God also wanted to teach them a lesson, so he stepped that lesson up a bit there. "And when you brought it home, I blew it away." And then he asked them again, why? Now, it's interesting that God repeatedly asked them to think about it. And that's something we always want to do with our lives, is to look at things and see how things are going. If they're going fine, that's wonderful. If, you know, but it's always good to redirect, to look at our priorities, to analyze them, to redirect, and then see how we're doing things and make sure that we're putting first things first. And that's something that we're focusing our future on, is to put first things first here. It's always good to consider the direction. But as humans, we tend to drift a little bit. We want to make sure that we keep our focus. So now the most encouraging part here. How did the people respond? In verse 12, I'm going to skip around rather than go through the whole chapter, or Mr. DeMore won't have any time. It says, "Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the presence of the Lord." They thought about this, and they understood what was being said, and they really took it seriously. In verse 13, "Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, 'I am with you, says the Lord.'" Now, no matter what we're facing, no matter what goes on in life, if God is telling us, "I'm with you," well, not a whole lot to worry about, is there? So, "The Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month." So we've looked at something, and 23 weeks has gone by. Now, we work on projects, Martin and I work on projects sometimes that take long, long, many months or years to get done. Here, 23 days has gone by. Just over 3 weeks, the entire city had been mobilized. That isn't easy to do, but God stirred them up, and they responded, and they got moving, and they began, and they started showing great progress. Chapter 2, verse 1. "In the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying..." Now, this is 7 weeks later. You know, they saw a problem, they worked on it, and... this would correspond to, if it was this year, October 24th. In fact, it is. I shouldn't say it should be. It is. And that will be the seventh day of the Feast of Tabernacles this year. It had to be a terrific feast because they were on track. They were making progress. They were all in. I guess if I could put it that way. And God was delighted at the progress and everything that they did. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, we'll skip down to verse 4. Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, said the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, said the Lord, and work, for I am with you. He repeats the same thing with, I think, even more emphasis. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. That is quite the encouragement. I don't know. They're hearing these words. They know the source of the words. They know it directly. It's coming from God. And he's telling them, be strong. Go ahead and take care of things. Don't fear. It's a really good place to be. They were making progress, and God was encouraging them and making it very clear that he was pleased with them. There's one more reference I'd like to look at here, and that is Haggai 2:18. So we're going to drop down to verse 18 here. And these are the words of the Lord again from Haggai. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month. Now, to reference this year, that's 111 days that passed by. It's a little over 15 weeks. This year, that would correspond to December 24th. The people had stayed on target. They used the momentum that they had through the feast, and they kept going forward. And what was the result? From the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed still in the barn? Yes, it was. As yet the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, the olive tree have not yielded fruit. But then God says something very significant. From this day forward, I will bless you. So what can we learn from this? Can we make changes in our life that can move the God of the universe to be pleased with us, that he's happy with? If we look at the next 23 days in our lives, or the next 49 days, or the next 111 days, can we keep our focus and as a result grow more and more forward, move forward? Now, this is something that Cecily and I want to do, and I think we all want to do this. And as for all those other things that are important, I'd like to go back to the opening song here today. That's what we sang about. And you know what it is. It's in Matthew 6:33. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. If we do that, God will be pleased with us, and we'll be very blessed. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today, and I appreciate it.